732-7372.
As the holidays...
It is about 15 away from 9 o'clock. Coming up at the top of the hour, we have the Wayne Eddy Affair. But right now, I've got a studio filled with people. We have Mike Krantz, the Executive Director of Northfield Chairs. Mike, good morning. Thank you so much for coming in.
Good morning, Jeff. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you. And you brought a couple of people who have been influential in the... The subject we're going to talk about today. We have Kristen Stetz and Emily Monahan. Thank you both for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
Mike, let's first of all talk about why you're in today. Northfield Chairs just received a very generous donation from Finance State. I'll let you tell us about it.
You know, it's funny, during the holiday season, you're always worrying about getting people the perfect gift, and I think the community of Northfield has really gotten the perfect gift from Pat Lamb, who many people know for her many years at Carleton College as women's athletic director and coach of teams, and just the impact that she and her partner, Elle Hansen, had on generations of women. And she has... given an estate gift of $2.5 million, and Northfield Chairs has been entrusted to manage the distribution of that, both in the very short term with some gifts that have already started going out, and in the long term. Now, for instance, one of the first gifts that went out was $1 million gift to Carleton College for the Pat Lamb Endowed Tennis Fund. And mm-hmm. Pat coached tennis, this will really support tennis at a variety of levels at Carleton and in perpetuity. So not just everything from intramurals to varsity sports, correct? It's not just the varsity from what I understand. Secondly, a $150,000 gift that's going out to 50 North. And that was an organization that she and Ellie were involved with for a long time. And so those were the very short-term gifts that are going to keep giving and giving to the community. But she established two new funds through Northfield Chairs. $1 million gift to establish the Pat Lamb and Ellie Hansen Charitable Fund. And that is going to fund about a variety of different nonprofits each year. It'll provide a gift to them out of the earnings that come out of that endowment. And then $400,000 gift to establish what's called the Empower Her Fund. And that's what Kristen and Emily are going to talk about.
Now, I want to talk about Pat and Ellie as well. Did you know them? You're kind of fairly new in town.
I had a chance to meet Pat summer of 2017, and many know that Pat passed away in late January of 2018 mm-hmm. here. So I did not have the short time that I spent with her, roughly an hour, could tell that she was a very special lady. And so I didn't get a chance to know her like so many people did.
When I first came here in 1987, I was the sports director for KYMN, and we did a lot with Carleton. We broadcast the football games and such at that time, so I did get to know them. And I'll say this, and probably echoing the thought of everyone who ever knew them, they are two of the most wonderful people that have ever graced planet Earth. Just wonderful, wonderful people. And when I heard that she had given this amount, I had no idea of that. But it sounds like something she and her partner Ellie would do, because they were just wonderful people.
Well, and that's what Len Peterson from was making some comments of the generous gift to 50 North, and she said, both Pat and Ellie were very, very generous people for the causes and the people that they cared about, but they did so in a very quiet manner. They shied away from attention on that sort of thing, and I think a lot of people might be surprised, and I think sometimes they were surprised at how much they were able to give, mm-hmm. not only themselves, but financially as well.
All right, let's move things over and talk. Emily, you're going to be talking about the Empower grant?
Yes, so if you think of the word empower, and then the last three letters are all capitalized, H-E-R.
Mm-hmm.
And so as Pat would talk about, it's a lot about empowering young girls, very much about empowering, but even more about the her part. And so the tagline is, it's instilling confidence, courage, and character in girls by inspiring surprise and wonder through sport and adventure. So what this fund is it's targeted to middle school girls, often girls that don't have all the opportunities that the others might, and it's to give them opportunities, put them in situations where they can be surprised with the power within. And so, for example, the first one that Pat was really interested in was sending girls up to the Boundary Waters. You know, these are 12 and 13-year-old girls, and, you know, you're sending them to the deep woods. Some of them had never been up north or even out of Northfield, and here they go for a week through the YMCA. Camp Minogen, they have a program called Bold and Gold that's really focused toward building character along the way. And so they went on a week adventure just this past summer.
Wow. Have you heard back from them yet? I would imagine
was
quite an experience.
Actually, Kristen here is sitting next to me. Kristen can tell you she drove a bunch of them home from the bus from their adventure.
All right, Kristen.
One of the first questions I asked them was, would you go again? And there was like a resounding absolutely. So it was really fun to hear them. And we just saw them last week because one of the things that we were building into the program is giving back.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were given this gift by Pat to go up to camp, and then we wanted them to come back and do some sort of service project. So they last week made about eight blankets for the Operation Joy at for the Christmas sharing. I also wanted to add that I knew Pat in the 80s as well, because She coached against me. I played for St. Olaf, and she coached for Carleton, so we were friendly rivals. But one of the things she is passionate about is instilling kind of finding your inner strength. That's what made her a good coach, is because she would bring out the absolute best in people. And that's what we're trying to now continue on with Empower.
Yeah, no question about that. They were both just such wonderful people there. Now, you'd mentioned a couple of different programs. What we have the Empower program. Was there another one you wanted to focus on? Or?
Well, I talked about the establishment of the Pat Lamb and L. Hansen Charitable Fund. So so the earnings each year will be divided up predetermined amounts for several charities. We've got, I can go through them if you like. 50 North, Wings, St. Dominic's School, St. Dominic's Church, Community Action Center of Northfield, Northfield Public Library, and the school district, and the Northfield Area YMCA. So they, had such a love for these different organizations that they wanted to make sure that they're provided for to help all of their members in the future.
What just such a neat thing that I'm so glad that I got to know the two of them and experience some of their generosity there, and not as far as a financial thing, but they would just come in and to the radio station every now and then. If they won a prize or something, we'd have a nice conversation. They were just two of the sweetest people you'd ever met. So,
well, I know Pat, she had established, already established with a friend of hers, the Endowed Tennis Fund at Carleton. So there was already, some gifts going out to athletes. So she's able to, see, the benefit to the recipients. And unfortunately, a lot of people, when they set up funds, it's after they've passed away, and they never get to meet those people. But at least she was able to meet some of those people.
Yeah.
I guess that's a great reminder that, we still got a few days before the end of the year in case anyone would like to establish a named fund through Northfield Shares. Wink, wink.
I was going to ask you also where you're at in kind of the year. You're winding down the year right now. Is the grant process that's already gone, come and gone? Or
yeah, we'll probably be back in a couple of weeks to talk a little bit about that. Our grant recipients for this next year, and we had a great year. We had these major funds that were set up, and plus an additional gift from Don Nelson for the Angus Seth Rendy Restoration Fund. So roughly $2 million new dollars coming in, which is fantastic. So our assets have tremendously grown over the last year, and we'll probably be well over $4 million. And there's a few other things in the fire, and we'll see where we come out.
All right, and the Empower Fund, I think you two were talking about that, are going to be working on that. Is that something that if there is somebody out there and think, hey, that's a cause that I can get behind? Is it a fund that can be given to by additional people?
It is. She set it up for that purpose. We haven't done an invitation of sorts yet. We kind of wanted to see how the first project went, and so we would have a story to share. And so, yes, in the future, this year or next, we're thinking we'll have an invitation out to her friends and people that hear about this story, and if they'd like to chip in, we'd be happy to have the additional support.
All right. Anything else you'd like to mention while we have you in here?
I think this is the time of year, and just remind people for the end of the year, give to your favorite charities, whether it's your time, whether it's your talent or treasures. So,
All right. Well, thank you all so much for coming in. We certainly appreciate that. Have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And, Mike, I guess we'll be talking to you again soon.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks
thank
for
you,
coming in.
Thank you.
That is Mike Krantz along with Kristen Stetz and Emily Monahan, once again with the Northfield Shares. You're listening to 95.1 FM, AM 1080, KYMN Northfield. Coming up next, Christmas through the eyes of a child.
Construction Company has provided quality general contracting services to the Northfield community for over 45 years. Our experienced and diverse